gonna
Thank
be good
you,
too.
Ambassador. Yes, it sounds like before I became was honored with this position representing my country, I was a full-time academic for 20 years. So that is the case, and I still continue related to the profession. So that is a privilege to be able to move between these two important sectors of the economy. I just want to welcome Brazil's comments and reiterating that obviously we have a very complex scenario, not only for Latin America, but for developing countries in general. And I would like to think also even the advanced countries have their own challenges. And in that context, I also agree with Brazil that there are many opportunities, including in attracting the global value chains. And also, and this I would like to emphasize, one key problem in the history of economic development of Latin America is the inability to move up in terms of the value added and the sophistication of the products that are exported. So I would like to think that this is a good opportunity as we face this transition, particularly to cleaner energies, to adopt the best technologies possible. I already mentioned in my presentation that this not only serves the end of generating the needed transition, but in the process, there could be a motivation to upgrade skills and a virtuous circle of demanding higher human capital that can subsequently be in a position to contribute by hopefully innovating rather than imitating, which is what lower levels of development entail. So this is a good opportunity. It's easier to visualize it than to actually capitalize on it, but it's definitely a generational opportunity for the region. Having in mind that somehow the opportunity to go from the transformation of the economy from the primary sector to manufacturing and subsequently exporting, somehow we miss that boat in Latin America. And we know there are many reasons why, but still, I think we are on time to catch up with other opportunities that the transformation, the looming transformation will present, but they have to be seized. They will not be there automatically, and a lot of work has to be done, including in terms of the human capital of our economies and the ability to capitalize on that. So thank you, Ambassador Becker.